Harper Audio presents The Queen's Rising by Rebecca Ross, performed by Susanna Lise Freeman. Prologue. Midsummer 1559. Province of Angelique, Kingdom of Valenia. Magnalia House was the sort of establishment where only wealthy, talented girls mastered their passion. It wasn't designed for girls who were lacking, for girls who were illegitimate daughters, and certainly not for girls who defied kings. I, of course, happened to be all three of those things. I was 10 years old when my grandfather first took me to Magnalia. Not only was it the hottest day of summer, an afternoon for bloated clouds and short tempers, it was the day I decided to ask the question that had haunted me ever since I had been placed in the orphanage.
Grandpapa, who is my father?
My grandfather sat on the opposite bench, his eyes heavy from the heat, until my inquiries startled him. He was a proper man, a good yet very private man. Because of that, I believed he was ashamed of me, the illegitimate child of his beloved, dead daughter. But on that sweltering day, he was trapped in the coach with me, and I had voiced a question he must answer. He blinked down at my expectant face, frowning as if I had asked him to pluck the moon from the sky.
Your father is not a respectable man, Brianna.
Does he have a name?
I persisted. Hot weather made me bold, while it melted the older ones, like Grandpapa. I felt confident that he would at long last tell me who I had descended from.
Don't all men?
He was getting crabby. We had been traveling for 2 days in this heat. I watched him fumble for his handkerchief and mop the sweat from his crinkled brow, which was speckled like an egg. He had a ruddy face, an overpowering nose, and a crown of white hair. They said my mother had been comely, and that I was her reflection. Yet I could not imagine someone as ugly as Grandpapa creating something beautiful.
Ah, Brianna, child, why must you ask of him?
Grandpapa sighed, mellowing a bit.
Let us talk instead of what is to come, of Magnalia.
I swallowed my disappointment. It sat in my throat like a marble, and I decided I did not want to talk of Magnalia. The coach took a turn before I could bolster my stubbornness, the wheels transitioning from ruts to a smooth stone drive. I glanced at the window, streaked from dust. My heart quickened at the sight, and I pressed closer, spreading my fingers upon the glass. I admired the trees first, their long branches arched over the drive like welcoming arms. Horses leisurely grazed in the pastures, their coats damp from the summer sun. Beyond the pastures were the distant blue mountains of Valenia, the backbone of our kingdom. It was a sight to salve my disappointment, a land to grow wonder and courage. We rambled along, under the oak boughs and up a hill, finally stopping in a courtyard. Through the haze, I stared at the decadent gray stone, glistening windows, and climbing ivy that was Magnalia House.
Now listen, Brianna, Grandpapa said, rushing to tuck away his handkerchief. You must be on your absolute best behavior, as if you were about to meet King Philippe. You must smile and curtsy, and not say anything out of line. Can you do that for your grandpapa?
I nodded, suddenly losing my voice.
Very good. Let us pray that the dowager will accept you.
The coachman opened the door, and Grandpapa motioned for me to exit before him. I did, on trembling legs, feeling small as I craned my neck to soak in the grand estate.
I will speak to the dowager first, privately, And then
sample complete. Ready to continue?